Hey, we really traveled a lot this week, did we?
Indeed, yeah.
And did you realize everywhere there was secure internet?
I thought we didn't want to mention it anymore.
Oh, okay. Big shout out to MGM.
In today's episode, we talk about what you can do that users do not fall into the ransomware trap. This is the InfoSec Podcast with Sebastian and
Eddie the InfoSec Frog! Episode 6!
Hello, Eddie.
Hello! Today is the 18th of September. As we said, we really traveled a lot. So hi from Germany and hey from Oslo in Norway. What we realized, maybe you can tell what we realized.
We realized that there was a lot of advertisement about cybersecurity and measurements you can do against ransomware attack. And so we decided we do an episode about it.
Yes, and because we don't want to waste your time, we start right now.
I guess it's worth to mention that we don't want to talk about patches and updates and no backups or misconfigured firewalls. We really want to put the user into the focus of today's episode, and we want to tell you what you can do, what measurements you can do to mitigate the risk of being attacked with ransomware.
So what's the first question of your assessment?
The first question is pretty simple. How do your users communicate with the outside world? Of course, the obvious things are they are using the browser and they are using the mail client. But think about all the other stuff you have in your enterprise business or whatever you are responsible for. So this could be a chat app or a support tool, a marketing tool.
So whatever it is, you have to find all the ways data can be transferred into your network.
And there's another thing you have to consider. If you're using a tool everybody is used to, they just click on stuff. They don't question it anymore. So there might be a file with a strange attachment and they just click on it because they are so used to it.
Oh, there's a good example. In Germany, we are not very much into end-to-end encryption of emails. So what some companies did is they created a kind of mailbox system. So you receive an email and then you have to log in into something and you can download the so-called encrypted files. But they are not really encrypted because the last meter, so to say, is missing. And you can even answer. And for example, tax advisors, they use it in Germany. And if you send an email via this tool to your tax advisor, I guess he will trust you because you are the paying customer.
Yes, maybe he trusts you or he don't want to bother you. And he trusts his tool because they are sold to him or her as safe tool.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's talk about the obvious thing, which is mail attachment. If you have a antivirus, this can help you a lot, but it cannot help you in every situation.
So keep it updated and well configured. Otherwise, it will not help you that much.
And another thing is you have to consider if you're using real encryption, real end-to-end encryption like PGP or S/MIME, your antivirus cannot look into the encrypted mail because it is encrypted.
So this is also what attackers are doing. So they attach, let's say, a SIP archive and they send you the password directly with the mail, which doesn't make sense because if you want to have something encrypted, you don't send the password in the same mail. So if there is a message that you, there's a voucher or that you need to hurry or something, you should be very suspicious and you should hit the delete button.
So if you're struggling with setting up the filters for your antivirus, a bit too much is always better than not enough. So if it is important, they will recontact you.
So yes, you might say now, well, Eddie, this is pretty obvious. I already knew this. So we talk about one thing you did not know till now. So let's talk about the browser.
Yes, let's talk about the isolated, virtualized, or browser-in-the-box browser, so to say. So what is the issue with a browser? Whatever you open in the browser, whatever you download, normally hits directly the machine. So one click too much or one click on a wrong file and it might be too late. So what you can achieve with an isolated or an virtualized browser is that it doesn't hit your machine directly.
So there are basically two different versions of this solution. The first one is there is an instance in your network that hosts the browser and it just streams, you could say it streams the picture to you. So if something is hitting this machine, it's still in quarantine, you can say. And the other version is you can do this virtualization thing on your own machine. So it starts a little virtual machine or a kind of container. And when you browse the internet, this is isolated from your machine. So just your little container is attacked, but not the machine, the host system, the container is running on.
And the cool thing is it even works with 0 days. So those are the type of exploits even the vendor isn't aware of.
Yes. And finally, we have a good message for all the business users or all the users using Windows 10 Enterprise or Pro or even with Windows 11. But I don't understand the license model at the moment, so don't worry about it. But there is a solution already integrated in Microsoft Edge, which is called Windows Defender Application Guard. And it is working somehow with Hyper-V. It's starting a little container.
Yes, and it keeps all the other stuff on the host machine isolated, and you're pretty safe. That's all for today. This was the InfoSec Podcast with Sebastian and
Eddie the InfoSec Frog.
Thanks for listening. We will be back next Sunday. Stay safe. Follow us on Twitter, Eddie_InfoSec. Bye. Take care.
Bye.